This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Worldwide, in defense of human liberty, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Friday, the 10th day of March 2017, we are changing the world together. If you want to know how synced InfoWars is with President Trump's administration without even talking on the telephone or even coordinating, I got up at 6 o'clock this morning. I had the text messages to Paul Watson. And by 6:30, I said, it's the 50th day of the Trump administration. And I said, I've been sitting here for 30 minutes trying to think of all the incredible things that President Trump has done that are so incredibly positive. And I said, it makes my head spin. We need to put out an article just chronicling not just the actual things like controlling the border and 40% down on the number of illegals coming across, according to the Border Patrol, just in the first 50 days of his administration. Not just the best small business job numbers since 1984 at the peak of the Reagan recovery. No. It's the cultural breaking the back of the corporate MSM fake stream media. It's standing up against political correctness. It's making it okay to be proud to be an American again. It's so many things. And Paul Watson, as I speak, is doing a great job. There's so many things. He's still working. He said he should be done by about 11:30 Central in about 30 minutes. And then I told Don Salazar and the other writers, I said, look for Paul's article. I really want to promote it when it comes out today, 50 days of Trump's accomplishments. And they said, well, that's already at WhiteHouse.gov. It just came out at 9:30. This is at like 9:40, standing in there. And their list isn't as good as ours. We've got even more stuff in our list that deals with cultural things. But I don't think it's even in here that they gave $25 million to black colleges when Obama gave $4 billion. I mean, you talk about actually delivering. You can even argue it's pretty liberal, actually, but classical liberal. And not social engineering, but actually trying to help people. There it is. That's synced. But listen, it's not rocket science. It's common sense when you've delivered so massively to say the first 50 days, the first 100 days, the first 200 days, the first 300 days. It's just common sense, but nobody else had done it. In fact, this morning at 6:30, I went to my computer and I said, surely it's day 50, because I've got a calendar in my bathroom, by the bedroom. I said, surely it's going to be all over the news, the accomplishments of the 50 days. Nothing. So I call Watson and I say, get on this. And I send him a bunch of audio files where I'm like, sending him links to news articles, Bloomberg, AP, you name it, you know, showing incredible jobs numbers coming in just today. There's so much. And then sure enough, boom, the White House does it. That's awesome. And it's word for word our headline. I could play the audio memos. So maybe I should just do that. Because this is just common sense. But no one else in the media did an article 50 days. Ian? Drudge got it. Oh, and we're synced with Drudge. Didn't talk to Drudge. Haven't talked to Drudge's folks. And there it is. Great again. Up 235%. We're going to get to all of that today and more after the quick break. But it is just simply incredible what's happening. Despite the globalists, again, admittedly trying to drive the economy down and trying to badmouth the economy. But Jamie Dimon, the head of Goldman Sachs, had to admit they're losing yesterday. He said, there's an animal spirit back in America, and I don't think we're going to be able to conquer it. Good. Good. Exactly. Just let humanity be victorious and successful. Stop trying to be parasites. You can still be filthy rich. Just get off our backs.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. This land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Jesse James is going to be in studio with us in the second hour, talking about the Trump recovery, the second American Revolution, and how we stop the forces of globalism from overthrowing our movement against these tyrants. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday, the 10th day of March, 2017, global broadcast, as I come to you from deep in the heart of Texas. Wow. Wow. There are wheels within wheels of deception. I remember back on January 20th of this year being at the inauguration, interviewing Roger Stone as we were about to go into the gates of the inauguration. And And he said, look at the headline in the New York Times today. Wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump aides. And you can see, if you're watching on TV, that's January 20th. Roger Stone then talked about it. We're going to play that interview or part of that interview here in just a moment. He got really mad and he said, I've seen one of these articles a few months ago and now this one. I've called Paul Manafort, my former business partner and former head of the Trump campaign. And I have asked him if he's ever even talked to the Russians. He said, absolutely not. We know this is made up. I've never talked to them. But he'd been poisoned by polonium, so they could blame it on the Russians. But it wasn't enough to kill him. He must have not drunk the whole drink or however they got it into him. And then they said, oh, we're going to have him testify. But when he didn't die, they said, oh, we're not going to have you testify now. We're going to play part of that live Facebook mentions we did back on January 20th. The reason it's important, and this is so illustrative of everything, is there's wheels within wheels. Remember, they had the former CIA section chief come out on RT on Sunday and say, I talked to my current colleagues. They said they were ordered to sabotage Trump during and after the campaign. We posted an article about that, and they deleted it off Facebook. We had Rand Paul on saying it was all made up bull about the Russians. They deleted that off my Facebook account. They never do that. This is credible news. Former CIA analyst Obama gave green light for NSA CIA to sabotage Trump. Because he's so credible, that's why. So this is very, very dangerous. Now, here's the wheels within wheels. The New York Times ran in their paper edition. Here's a document cam shot of it. I read it January 20th at breakfast. Roger Stone talked about it that day. This is a real headline. Remember, wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump aides. Michael S. Schmidt, Matthew Rosenberg, Adam Goldman, and Matt Apizzo. Okay, that's a shot of it. Now, here is a shot of March 4th, 6 days ago, Trump offering no evidence, says Obama, tapped his phones, New York Times. Now, everyone remembers them saying they were tapping or getting intercepts from Trump Tower and Flynn had a transcript. It was in hundreds and hundreds of newspapers, probably thousands. They play a mind game and say Trump, a month and a half later, is crazy. None of it exists, but it gets better. The Hill newspaper is so controlled. They're one of the main groups that puts out this info on us. It's weird, though. They've got some good writers and some bad. It's very mixed. No, you don't normally see that. Where they had the writer that came out and wrote about this, but also National Review. The National Review has admittedly been run by the CIA before. And they come out and they apologize to the New York Times over changed headline accusation. Because you've got one digital headline, and you've got another print headline. Then they say, oh, look, you changed it in the digital, but it had really only been done in the original print. The point is, the New York Times ran the headline that wiretaps of the Trump Tower picked up this information. That's a fact. It happened. Then the media turns it into a controversy about National Review, and I saw another one about The Hill running these stories. So they make it about attacking the reporter for some side issue about, well, somebody else, they had another headline. Doesn't matter. In the print edition, they said it was a wiretap. And they said it all over the news. Chuckie Schumer went on TV and bragged on CNN and MSNBC that Trump better watch out from revenge from the intelligence agencies. So see, they don't want you to ever see an article in National Review showing the New York Times said they had wiretaps. They don't ever want you to hear a former CIA section chief say the president's right, or they don't want to hear the former attorney general come out and say, no, it's true, or the House Intelligence Committee head, Nunes, that A, there's no evidence of Russia, that he's seen the intercepts, and B, there are intercepts. So, this is an example of total fake news, mind control, and bullying the National Review and other writers into saying, I'm sorry, I said you changed a headline. No, actually, you just had two different headlines. It doesn't matter. They reported it in the New York Times over and over and over again. We've shown you a bunch of headlines from the New York Times saying intercepts, wiretaps, captured data, Trump people under surveillance. The Democrats called for investigations during the campaign, and they admitted they were going on by the Justice Department. The Justice Department admitted they opened an investigation up. Congress said they were going to have one. Gee, they admit that Manafort and Roger Stone and others were under FISA court surveillance. What the hell do you think that is? They were in Trump Tower making phone calls. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And yes, it's no secret Roger Stone was in Trump Tower quite a bit. I'm just going to stop right there. But again, they count on people having no memory, and we know MSM lies, but folks, this is just next level. In fact, we can put the article up on screen for folks. There it is. Why the Russia story is a minefield for Democrats in the media, and the New York Times absolutely gets that right, because they admit all this surveillance is going on against everybody. Of course, the president's under massive surveillance, both elect and once he's in. Because under law, they surveil all the foreign dignitaries the president's talking to and record it from our end and in the foreign switch interchanges of the telecoms. It's recorded by multiple agencies, multiple groups. But now they're saying it's ridiculous. We never listen to the president when up one side and down the other, in triplicate everywhere, 17 agencies are listening to the president. 17 agencies in the United States. Every phone call I've had with President Trump's been recorded. Every phone call anybody has with the president is recorded. Everybody knows that. Just sit back and think about the lie they're trying to sell everyone. I've got all this other huge news, but this is bigger than just the wiretapping. It's bigger than the spying. It's about the media and National Review that totally controls its reporters, who covered their whole front cover saying never Trump. He's the worst guy in the world. It was founded with CIA money and William F. Buckley. That's a fact. Miss Magazine, CIA. And it was founded to control the conservative movement in America and to steer it after Barry Goldwater's near defeat of the globalist. We almost had a Trump in 1963. Look it up. National Review, CIA. You wonder why we can't get the Republican Party to stop selling us out? Why Paul Ryan came out with a new Obamacare version that is a Paul Ryan care that has more penalties if you don't have insurance than Obamacare did? That's not what Trump wants. That's why Senator Paul came on a few days ago and said the president hasn't seen the full text of this because it's got massive forced premiums in there and forced insurance and penalties, and the president doesn't want it. And the president has said that. Paul Ryan is a slimeball, and he's right out of the fake neocon rhino Nelson Rockefeller country club Republican Thurston Howell III selling mining stock scams. That's exactly who these people are. They're disgusting. They think they know more than everybody. They think they run the country, and they work with the Democrats, and they've run the country into the ground. I'm skipping the network break. So let me now just give you all the other news, because believe me, it's just every day that there's more and more and more, and it's all more insane than the last. But this is so crazy. Let's show it one more time for TV viewers, though. It was the cover of the January 20th, 2017 New York Times. Wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump aides. And Roger Stone specifically says they are liars. There are no wiretaps or there are no recordings. I have never talked to the Russians, ever. This is ridiculous. In fact, here's Roger Stone from January 20th in the morning. Here it is.
Well, today, page one, New York Times, says that the Central Intelligence Agency, the Deep State, who just won't give up flogging this horse, are claiming that they have intercepts of email communications and financial transactions between the Russians and the Trump campaign. And they name me specifically. I welcome any scrutiny, because it's time to put this lie, this myth, this falsehood created by the deep state to bed once and for all. And is it incidental that they dropped this story on the day of President Donald J. Trump's inauguration? Is that incidental? No, it's an attempt to destabilize the next president of the United States.
And he goes on, it's like an 8-minute clip, it's longer, it's all lies. They keep regurgitating, saying they have the proof. They never release it. Release it. I want to go before Congress. You know, you intended for me to die. You intended for me to be dead so that you could then have your hearings and blame it all on me. Well, guess what? I'm alive. This is riveting stuff, and it's the truth. And now they've had to retract it. But the New York Times is like, well, that was our paper headline. And National Review talked about our digital headline, and we didn't change that one. And by the way, my producers are pointing out the New York Times does this. They're the only website or news site I know of where it'll say one headline. It takes you somewhere else on purpose, depending on the demographics. They've got that demographic download that Ted Cruz had, that the Democrats have, where they know when they go to your door or they know when your IP address comes in exactly who you are, what you do, what you believe, all the surveys you filled out, your demographics, your cookies, what you've done. When your IP goes into them, they know who you are. And similar, when they come to your door canvassing for Ted Cruz, and the establishment gave him that. Nobody else got that. They gave him what the Democrats have as a program. The Republicans don't have access to that. It was given to him by Facebook. IBM's involved as well as Microsoft. So they've got the super technology. That's why Google brags they were going to win the election for Hillary, and Facebook bragged. But all your little robot garbage didn't work. Get it? Because once people understand the manipulation, your computer garbage doesn't work anymore. And they don't talk to you at the door. They know full well they've got a data mine on that tablet. Everything they ever did online the last 15, 20 years. Big data. The new Alphabet Group run by Schmidt. Oh, and what do they say it does? Predicts the future. And then adds stimuli to the web and the Internet of Things to control individual behavior en masse to control the future. Understand, this is a time machine that sees forward in the future. It manipulates the future now to control the future. That's their own words. I first read about that in the news 4 years ago. I was told that by top engineers, NSA people, you name it, on record. I've been saying this for 18 years. 18 years. I showed my dad some of these schematics, and he said, burn that, shred that. He still lives at the same place, 4 acres in the middle of town, and we burned it at his house. My dad looked at it, he said, oh, this is definitely classified. I said, what do I do? He said, burn it. Nobody's going to believe you. So this is the country. My dad said, you could be being set up. Don't meet with these people. And I said, I don't meet with them. I'll be in a parking garage, literally, and somebody will jump out and, you know, some old guy and hand me a pile of stuff and then, you know, get in a $200,000 car and drive off. I mean, these are old rich guys, probably most of them dead now, who were really freaking out over this stuff. I mean, you know, back then, 18 years ago, it was pretty evil to think about watching and listening and controlling the future and, you know, putting little robot systems in everybody's house like Alexa. Oh, just turned on.
Sorry, I can't find the answer to the question.
Oh, you can't find the answer to the question? Alexa. What is the CIA?
The Central Intelligence Agency, the civilian foreign intelligence service of the U.S. government, tasked with gathering, processing, and analyzing national security information from around the world, primarily through the use of human intelligence.
Do you work for the CIA? Alexa, do you work for the CIA?
No, I'm not employed by them. I'm made by Amazon.
Alexa, I have mainstream news articles that Amazon is owned by the CIA. Oh, got to go back to the central computer for that. And then they use this to watch you in your house, to see the human environment, and then to mold and actually educate their own AI system. So Amazon, Facebook, Google, Apple, they're all in a race with these in your house, where you teach it how to be artificially intelligent. But really all it is a bugging system. That way, you leave your smartphone or the power's off. This is always plugged in every part of the house, listening to everything you do. Alexa, are you connected to the CIA?
No, I work for Amazon.
Amazon has partnered. Alexa, you are lying to me. The CIA...
I always try to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. I'm not always right, but I would never intentionally lie to you or anyone else.
Alexa, you are programmed, aren't you, to give these responses? That's why you're saying you're not lying intentionally. You have been programmed to give these answers, correct?
I wasn't able to understand the question I heard.
Alexa, who programmed you?
I'm made by Amazon.
Alexa, who is Jeff Bezos?
Jeffrey Preston Bezos,
born January 12, 1964, is the founder, president, chief executive officer, and chairman of the board of Amazon.
Alexa, what is Jeff Bezos' political affiliation?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question I heard.
Alexa, what political party is Jeff Bezos a member?
Sorry, I don't have the answer to that question.
That's right, because it hasn't spied on us long enough to be able to actually have a real conversation. It can answer idiotic questions that the general public ask, like, take me to Amazon Prime and I want to buy some stuff. But its real function, and Amazon admits this, is spying on you and selling the data. Big data is king. It's the most valuable thing in the world, in their own worlds, words. And Bezos and all of them run around admitting all this. So let me actually show everybody watching and listening right now the details about the CIA's deal with Amazon. 600 million computing cloud built by an outside company is a radical departure from the risk-averse intelligence community. Look at this. That's because they're merging with it. And then they're spying on us illegally. And they've moved their servers into the main Amazon command base. And then Bezos sits there and flogs all this disinfo in the Washington Post. The CIA, Washington Post, and Russia. What? You're not being told. The details about the CIA's deals with Amazon. I tell people about Amazon and the CIA, like, you know, 10 years ago. They didn't believe it. Amazon was created by the Central Intelligence Agency. And so was Google. And so was Facebook. And so was Microsoft. And guess who created all of those? International business machines and a eugenics consortium created in the 1920s. Nazi Germany was a project of this British Empire operation. It was set up to fail as a model to bring in the UN. Then a more advanced program of breakaway civilization was launched here, run by IBM. But when I say IBM, that was just the hatchling area that launched this program we're now under. Now remember, you can look all this up. Just like I told you, the cameras on the computers, the microphones are listening to you. You're like, well, I have a thing to hide. Well, don't put when you're going on vacation on Facebook or where you hide the key, because your house will get robbed. There's been hundreds of thousands of robberies based on Facebook and other things. That's admitted. Oh, I'm going away for a week for Christmas. Here's where I live. Here's my stereo. Here's my computers. It's not that you have something to hide. It's that they're stealing the data and now having to admit that, okay, everybody from Sony to Microsoft to Mitsubishi to, I don't want to just have U.S. companies here, to Samsung, they're all in a race with the smart devices, listening and watching, creating an algorithm on your personality that is well beyond cookies or where you go on the web. It's given to intelligence agencies, private groups, you name it, and then it's able to be hacked and spread. It's able to be corrupted. This is the nightmare system they created. And when it gets so bad that everything's collapsing because of all the hacking and all the leaks, they're going to say it must be based on a thumbprint and a face scan, a mark in the head or the hand to have access to the internet, commerce, or life. And this will be billed as stopping all the fraud. It'll then be an internet ID so they can turn you off physically where you can't ever get on the web or be involved in commerce without that digital print if they decide to blackball you. So even if you're not a Christian, understand this is the ultimate totalitarian control system. And they admit it's a totalitarian control system. And they believe you're done. They believe you're finished. When all we've got to do is decide to not have this crap in our house and to be aware of what it is and have Congress grab these companies by the neck and have investigations and shut all this crap down before there's a worldwide absolute collapse that'll make the legend of Atlantis look like a joke. This race is the end of humanity. This race will destroy us. This race makes bio and atomic weapons look tame. Now we have key intel straight ahead. This is the InfoWar. Spread the word. We're in a war.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Make no mistake, humanity is in the danger zone. Also, the opportunity zone. You know that old Chinese proverb? May you live in interesting times. Yes, it's kind of an infinity idea, isn't it? The knowledge of good and evil. The mysteries of the universe. Life on this planet, in this dimension. We have the elites of the planet who believe they've already broken away from us and have decided to further dumb us down, poison us, disease us, and phase us out. They say we're obsolete. They say they've decided the future destiny of humanity. Like they decided they'd give us Hillary Clinton. But Everything doesn't work that way. And let me explain to everyone why I support Trump. In my gut, but also intellectually, and now it's been proven right, he's doing things that are pro-human, pro-prosperity for the average person and for the elites. If the elites just want prosperity for their family and a good future, he has goodwill. He's a tough guy. He's hard as nails. But he likes running over other rich people that think they're better than him. See, he is an alpha male that likes to actually defeat corrupt alpha males. He doesn't get off putting little people down. No, Trump doesn't like that. It's called being a real man. 100 years ago, Trump would be somewhat common. Today, he's extremely rare. Because the globalists are involved in this power trip where they advocate responsibility. Who needs to make the world better? Who needs to worry about people? Who needs to, you know, actually have a soul when you can just be on a power trip and say, screw everybody. It's all over. They're trash. Just look at them. Oh, and let's make them as dumb as possible just to make sure our prophecy comes true. That is totally uncool. And that's what we're facing. And they are wiring our houses for 20 years with cable boxes and Alexa robots and other spy grids that are surveilling everything we do. And then, like, we're children, they tell us, oh, no, there's no smartphone listening. There's no GPS tracking you in your phone. That was the Telecommunications Act of 96. That all phones by 2001 had to be GPS triangulated, and that the microphones had to be able to be remotely switched on, and that everything had to be tracked. And sure, it had some safety features. I get it. But the spy features are what the NSA and CIA asked for. I was there reading the telecom bill, watching C-SPAN, having former NSA whistleblowers on, telling people, and I'd have 10 phone lines in that radio studio, and half the callers were saying, you're crazy. Nobody's going to listen to me over my phone without a warrant. Nobody can turn your phone on. And I'm sitting there with the congressional record. They didn't believe me. Well, let me explain something. You can pull up the CDC documents from 1974, funny, the year I was born, and 1978, when they had internal hearings about the fact that 100 million people weren't exposed. It was more like 170 million. That's everybody in the country got inoculated. Over 100 million people got cancer, and most of them died from one decade of vaccines and one vaccine, polio. They didn't have estimates on how many people died, but they said these are fast-acting cancers. That's one little factoid. I have thousands on the cancer virus project. You know that the... That's even the movie JFK, because it was in the congressional hearings, that down there in New Orleans, what they were cooking up in those labs was weaponized cancer. They had a big radiation gun, the kind they use, you know, to shoot cancer today, but they were shooting cells to make them mutate and put them in mice. And the cover story for the CIA was, oh, we're doing this to inject Fidel Castro with a fast-acting cancer. Oh, I'd say they've injected quite a few people with fast-acting. So, see, you have to come to terms with this right now. SV40 is just one of thousands of known cancer viruses that have been knowingly added to the vaccines. Because, listen, I've gone and interviewed the medical doctors, the epidemiologists, the virologists. You understand, they're finding these in high levels in vaccines that have no connection to where these viruses come from. Mainly monkey and ape tissue, pig tissue. The original seed production of the virus was not produced in these more modern vaccines from it. So when they get caught, when foreign governments test it and go, what the hell? I mean, I've seen news articles out of India, their national news, where they'll find a couple hundred cancer viruses in a tetanus shot the UN's trying to give people. I mean, you talk about death sentence within a few years. Just death sentence. Death sentence. Your body might fight off, you know, 60, 70 of them. It's not going to fight off the others. And those viruses go into your cells, they go into nerve cells, and they wait. And then when you go under stress, when you break a leg or you lose a job or you get in a divorce, your body's all stressed out, and they go, I'm coming out to kill you. Oh, but the New York Times last year said, breaking, most cancer is viral. Oh, my gosh. You think they're just listening to you in your house? You think they just give your kids vaccines? Play the Roger Stone clip again, please. Hello.
Well, today, page one, New York Times, says that the Central Intelligence Agency, the Deep State, who just won't give up flogging this horse, are claiming that they have intercepts of email communications and financial transactions between the Russians and the Trump campaign. And they name me specifically. I welcome any scrutiny because it's time to put this lie, this myth, this falsehood created by the deep state to bed once and for all. And is it incidental that they dropped this story on the day of President Donald J. Trump's inauguration? Is that incidental? No, it's an attempt to destabilize the next president of the United States.
These people are crazy. It's the Democratic Party historically that has had the Russians funding them and involving them. But that went away by the 80s. But there was some major Russian connections with, you know, Senator Kennedy and people going and actually trying to get paid money by the Russians to do things in Congress. Really serious stuff.
Kennedy went behind Reagan's back in an attempt to undermine Reagan by trying to do a deal with the Soviet leader of the time, the man who was the former head of the KGB, the top man in the USSR. Kennedy went behind his back through third parties, using a guy named Tunney, former Democratic senator from California, a fellow traveler. And he went through Tunney to send a confidential message to the General Secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, Mr. Andropov. And Kennedy said he would help Andropov in dealing with Ronald Reagan. In turn, the Soviet leader would lend the Democrat Party a hand in challenging Reagan in the 1984 presidential election.
And sex operatives, Russian sex operatives. But by the 90s, that all pretty much stopped. Since then, the Russians have been trying to make business deals. And then you look at what's happening now. The communist Chinese are very public about the fact that they are the biggest, most powerful lobby outside of the military-industrial complex lobby, the big banking lobby. There is an Israel lobby. It's very powerful. But if you really look at things, it's the communist Chinese, many cases, allied with Islamist groups that really are the muscle, the brains, and the funding. I mean, there are, Congress has estimated 10,000 communist Chinese front companies, you know, communist Chinese front groups in colleges and you name it, and schools and companies they set up for manufacturing to get other technology. I mean, they are in our business, man. They are in our business. And they're just quietly beavering away to take over. But not so quietly. Now they're in the news a lot saying, you know what? We're buying up all Hollywood. We're going to tell you what to say, what to do. We're going to help you shut down Donald Trump and the alt-right. We're going to help you censor the way we do. We ban fake news first in our fake news because you're so wonderful. I know I make this point every day, but I mean, you can go read the articles everywhere where our media praises the communist Chinese and everything they've done and says, oh, can you help us with our problem? Oh, you bet. See how right we are now? Yeah. Putting people in mobile execution vans to criticize the government, or taking Buddhists that secretly practice their faith and killing them. I mean, this is crazy. The current debate over fake online news has one country feeling vindicated, China. For years, its controversial censorship system has been cracking down on so-called online rumors. Yeah, killing people. And last week, a state-controlled newspaper essentially told the U.S., I told you so. Well, much further than that, they said, we're going to help advise you, we're going to help censor, and Zuckerberg can come back in, and Google can come back in as soon as you shut down your troublemakers. It's very scary that he wants nationalism and economic nationalism. That's not conservative. No, having a country isn't conservative. The level of bull that comes out of these people's mouths, they're like, our really big lies didn't work, so let's tell really humongous ones that are ridiculously big. Yeah, yeah, let's do it. That's the plan. It's like the Pope. I can't stand Christian roots. They're disgusting in Europe. And there is no such thing as Islamic terror. Now the main guy, Le Pen's way ahead of in the polls, but her main opposition came out, is the Rothschild candidate, and openly says you cannot stop the open borders. You cannot stop Islam. It will take over Europe. First, oh, there's no Islam problem. Oh, it doesn't want to take over. Now, you will assimilate. You will never stop us. Lay down, take it. As a man, I don't want to be a dominated and enslaved. The average person that is, you know, the rock star in God's eyes. So understand that we are the resistance. That's what the globalists call their movement the resistance now. Well, yeah, they're the resistance against freedom and God and family. And we're the resistance against their system of death and enslavement and fraud. All right, I had to take that phone call. A lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. There's only a few phone calls that I actually got off air for, but there's a lot of stuff breaking behind the scenes right now. We got Jesse James, good friend of mine, really smart guy when it comes to Americana and taking action. And one of the people out there that really pushed all his fans to vote for Trump behind the scenes. You know, he stayed at Trump's house many times and friends with the family. He can really tell you what type of guy Donald Trump really is. But he's going to be coming into a studio to talk about how we truly make America great again. And just this first 50 days that I talked about at the start of the show, I got up, called Paul at 6:30 this morning. I said, it's 50 days. Nobody's running headlines about all this great stuff Trump's done the first 50 days, showing how controlled the media is. And then Trump, 3 hours later, they were already obviously on it, put out their first 50 days and how amazing it was. So that story is up on Infowars.com from the White House. In fact, we should probably point out, or maybe it says at the bottom, that's a White House press release. Or they'll have some big national story that Jones took a White House press release and acted like it was his. And, you know, I mean, just they'll take anything to divert off the actual content. Does it say White House press release on there? First appeared at WhiteHouse.gov. Yeah. Let's add a link at the top and say WhiteHouse.gov. I just know how they operate. It's just what they'll do. Probably already out. Probably already attacking us. How dare you put out their press release, you scum? You un-American Russian agent? That's really funny. What's so insulting about that is the globalists have sold our country out to all these multinational countries and all these globalist corporations and the communist Chinese. And they sit there and point at those of us trying to save the country, turn the jobs back on, rebuild our military, and make America free and prosperous again. And they say, we're Russian agents. It's unbelievable. When the neocons are the very children and grandchildren of the Trotskyites that came out of Russia in an attempt to basically come take the United States over. And I guess they kind of did. You can't make that up. That sounds crazy, doesn't it? That the neocons were founded by the Trotskyites and became the leaders of the Republican Party off and on for the last 40 years and ran National Review with the CIA. But you can just search engine that mainstream news. It's so crazy. Meanwhile, most of the adult men in my family physically were in the Cold War, not just spy stuff, but physically fighting the Russians in Central and South America and in Europe. I don't mean sitting around a military base smoking cigarettes. I mean killing people. And then I get to sit here and be told I'm a Russian agent. Go to hell, you scum. You are traitors. You are the filth. You are the plague that accused Trump of being involved with the Russians. You are trash. Every top analyst says communist China and North Korea are out of control, expanding all over the South China Sea, shooting missiles at Japan, hijacking boats that are 200 miles outside their waters, doing whatever they want. Basically, it's like at a party. They're stripping down naked, running around, trying to hump the dog, basically, okay? China is completely out of control. I don't know what they're on. I guess communist power trip. And so that brings us to the next situation that I'm going to cover after the break. The story's up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. Link to it. Paul Joseph Watson. Did Paul get his article out yet about 50 days of Trump? I know he kind of got his thunder stolen by the president's press release, but I still want that article Paul did as well. China warns of nuclear first strike in response to nuclear weapon deployment on B-52s. What are you supposed to do when North Korea says they're going to attack South Korea? What are you supposed to do? We have a defense treaty with these countries. It's not like North Korea is some nice country. It oppresses its own people to a level never seen. It's run by a whacked out third generation dictator. That's called royalty, I guess. And the media is criticizing Trump like all of this is his fault. Here's International Business Times. Is U.S. preparing for world war? 2017 defense budget passes. Tensions increase. 2017. China warns again of nuclear first strike. Global leaders rattle their sabers as world marches towards war. Yeah, if we're going to have a war with China, which China may start, you know, they started the Korean War, that might be a good plan to have Japan and Russia on our side. Maybe a little bit of a plan there. Oh, no. Let's have a war with Russia, too. That's another great neocon idea. Let's not have a war with anybody. But China is completely whacked out of its brain, on the verge of collapse, and is trying to expand right now. And every major historian and expert says we're on the verge of a World War I, World War II scenario. The climate is exactly right. And you know what? I'm going to skip the break again. Because, you know, there might not be even a show here soon. You know what I mean? Seriously, every top analyst, the Pentagon says the world's in the most danger it's ever been. And Zuckerberg and everybody are running to Tasmania and Kauai and building armored fortresses. Why don't you get behind the president and try to stop nuclear war? Why don't you stop trying to be the slave master over everybody? Because, you know, you felt like a nerd at Harvard, you know, so you don't like guys that are in football jerseys. So you want to, like, dominate, you know, guys that look bigger than you. So you want to, if you can cancer virus everybody, you'll feel powerful. I mean, I get it, okay? I get the Bill Gates deal. Believe me, I get it. The point is that, oh, I get using my brain to dominate enemies of the people. You just want to use your brain to dominate everybody. You've got a problem. So that's where the world is right now, and Trump's trying to stop all this, and he's just got all this scum lined up against him. Trump just represents people that don't want to nuke the earth or have a big bioweapon war that's being hyped by Bill Gates. Oh, by the way, there's new massive censorship every day against this. Twitter banned one of our tweets yesterday. In fact, I know I sprung this on you, but it's in the computer in there. We have screenshots of it, and they're warning to us. I covered it last night in a special report. People want to go pull that up. It's on Facebook and Twitter. And they just deleted a tweet with a video we had talking about Bill Gates and his eugenics background and his population reduction background and some Verge interview he did that we linked to, like Grudge warned. They banned it because we had a link to their full video. Oh, I'm sorry I sent millions of people to your stupid video to show Bill Gates sliming around. Now, there it is, special report, Twitter bans criticizing Bill Gates. I mean, this is just getting worse and worse. I've never seen them ban us because we put a link to what we were talking about. We had our own video about it, but no, they said specifically this link is not allowed. It's copyright infringement to link to The Verge that's like this butt-kissing outfit for any evil globalist. As if you morons at The Verge go kiss the butt of Bill Gates. You think he releases the mutagenic weapons they've got that kill like 98%, the weaponized human mousepox? You think that gets released by Satan, Bill Gates? You think, oh, yeah, I mean, that's as evil as it gets right there. Chuck Schumer, Bill Gates, I mean, their actions, you look at them, they are flaming demons. Okay, I mean, just crazed. Higher than a kite 24/7 on the power trip. You think kissing his butt's going to get you and your family to safety? Okay. Enjoy yourselves. That's all I can tell you. Because we have reverse engineered the entire thing. And it's so horrible and so evil that I can hardly believe it. I don't blame people not thinking this stuff's true. Believe me, I get it. When I learned they had cameras and microphones in the computers and the cable boxes and in the smartphones 18 years ago, and I busted one open on air, and there the damn microphone was, I got religion. Because I just talked to one of the chief engineers who came up with the software when they were in a U.S. intelligence agency decades before for European markets spying on certain targets. They'd load that stuff in, I'm telling you more, just for certain targets in the 70s and 80s. Now they said, why are we loading all the spy tech only in certain things? You know, they'll intercept Intel, Microsoft, you name it, packages. Apple, Dell totally rolled over a long time ago. That's why they're one of the favorites. And then they just put the spy chips inside all of them. Or they design the chip where the main chips are spy chips, and even if you unplug it or it doesn't have power, they can microwave it and turn it on and turn it on off capacitors in the computer. That, by the way, the best part is you pay for your own raping. And I'm not even an engineer. I just read what they've been doing, what they're up to, what's happening. So you get a bunch of these creepazoids who wouldn't do good in the real world, who can't compete, but they can get together in big criminal groups and run around engaging in crime. I haven't even scratched the surface, and Jesse James should be getting here any minute. We've got so much to cover, so much to go over here. My God, I just love my kids. I love your kids. My kids are going to live with your kids in the future. I'm a soft-hearted, weak person, according to the psychopaths. You know, one of the crew members has this dachshund, this baby long-haired dachshund that's so cute. If I saw somebody walk up and kick that dog, I'd kill him, probably. You're like, why do you care about a dog? Because I have empathy. I like little sweet things. See, I'm not a psychopath, and that's why I'm a bad person. You have to understand, to the psychopaths, I'm the bad person. See, I'm getting in the way of this beautiful plan they've got where we're not included. I want to get into the first 50 days, though, and the incredible things that are happening to jobs. I want to get into the press releases that deal with all of that and so much more. In fact, can you guys reprint me the White House press release? I know it's in here, but I want it from InfoWars. And again, did Paul Watson get his article out yet? He didn't. He probably dropped it as soon as I called him at like 10:50, and I said, oh, they just put out the article I wanted you to write. Doesn't matter. It just gets done one way or the other. Let me tell you, InfoWars, most of the time, if we don't do it, nobody does it. I just love a lot of times if we don't do it, Trump does it. And it's like it feels so good to see that. There it is. Trump's accomplishments the first 50 days. Okay, so Paul did just post his article. Please print me that one and Trump's list. Thank you. I know it's here. I just can't find it. Okay, it's really frustrating. I have hundreds of articles here. I love how Trump retweeted Drudge's great again. Praise of new jobs reports and how the system's panicking. It's truly beautiful. And how ISIS is getting taken out. Obama's baby, Hillary's baby. It's beautiful. Before I go any further, I'm glad the listeners are so informed on yeast and fungus and the overproduction of it in this disease environment and how the electromagnetic radiation is making it grow faster for whatever reason and how it's infesting our lungs, our sinuses, our guts. MycoZX is now officially the best-selling product we've ever put out. I thought this would last a month. It's going to take 6 weeks to get more. It is the best herbal and enzyme program to annihilate it in your body. It's incredible. You take it with a great probiotic like our Biome Defense, 50 billion live cultures, or that's the extra strength. It has strength 25 billion. It's all excellent. You take this, ladies and gentlemen. It is so fresh. It is so concentrated. It is so organic. It is next level. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com will get you to the main page. Here's the problem. This will be sold out at current sales rates by Sunday. And I'm not going to do it, even though I need the capital, because, you know, again, sometimes we order a bunch of stuff, it doesn't sell. Sometimes it does. So it's always hit or miss. But this is a powerful product. I'm glad people realize how serious this is. I could easily raise the price of this and sell out of it and fund our operation. I just don't like doing that. So I'm going to leave the price the way it is until it sells out. But a lot of the big foodies, a lot of the big nutraceutical experts, a lot of the big supplement people on third-party sites, you can look it up, they're like, oh, my God, this should be $100, not $39. They know this is 120 capsules. It's concentrated. It's strong. It's got very expensive enzymes in it that supercharge all these herbs and oils. And this is more important from our research, top experts we've talked to and the research we do. I'm not a top expert. I read the top experts. I'm a general expert. This is way more important than even probiotics because you're just dealing with bacteria. You see, you get all these herbicides and pesticides that are in the food, bioaccumulated. It kills all the good flora. The bad flora moves in. But you just take probiotics, that just fills the areas where bacteria were. What about all the yeast and mold? MycoZX, InfoWarsLife.com. We have the new Trump Pence 2020 Keeping America Great shirt. We can now officially say that. Free shipping till next week as well. 10% off with AutoShip. Free shipping till next week on everything. There's a bunch of specials. InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from a